As I mentioned earlier, unfortunately, we didn't get an interview with Kenny Blumenfeld this week. He's a DNR climatologist out of St. Paul, and usually he and Katya have a discussion every Friday morning about, he likes to talk meteorology as well. He's a climatologist, but he loves the weather, and they discuss particularly about northern Minnesota. Kenny has an email list, sends an email out when there's noteworthy weather coming, and it's not often, it's not one that comes every day or anything, it's every 2 or 3 weeks or whenever something is happening, and he sent one out on Friday that was titled, First Severe Weather Outbreak of the Season? I don't know, actually, that's the title. The subject line of the email said, maybe wear your tornado clothes on Monday. So we have two options for Monday: a widespread outbreak of severe thunderstorms and tornadoes affecting Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin, or a widespread dud. Currently, the first option looks more likely, which adds potency to the second option. All I know is that, unless things change dramatically, I will not sleep well Sunday night, though I will consider hitting my skull with a hammer to induce drowsiness. You can tell Kenny has a great sense of humor. It's been about 8 months since we've had a good concentration of severe weather in the area. We've had some isolated hailers already this spring, but Monday has more potential than that. It has a specialish look to it, but I cannot commit to its unbridled specialness just yet. Here's the gist. A moderately strong low-pressure center will track from South Dakota Monday morning through Minnesota during the day and into Wisconsin by early Tuesday. The exact track is unclear, but in general, in any season, the track of low pressure generally splits warm and more humid air found along and especially to the right of the track from cooler air to the left of the track. In this case, it would mean warm and humid air south and cooler air north. So the actual track of the low pressure will be critical because it will determine the northward extent of the warm and humid air mass. Hang on to that for a moment. A band of strong winds aloft will overspread the region on Monday, running directly over the warm/cool boundaries and over the warmest, most humid, and most unstable air. Thus, the moisture streaming into the region, decent instability, lift from the warm/cool boundaries and wind shear from the increasing wind speeds with height, the atmosphere will be primed for a widespread severe weather outbreak. Keep in mind that widespread is a far cry from everywhere, and that most outbreaks still miss more than they hit within a given region. Monday may well end up being a doubleheader, with strong to severe storms early in the day and then a larger event later in the day. Indeed, feisty thunderstorms with hail and or gusty winds and or heavy rain may get going late Sunday night and early on Monday as moisture and lift begin working into the region. These storms will be elevated, which means they would not be dependent on warm air near the surface and could occur just about anywhere. Often these types of thunderstorms also linger throughout the day just on the cool side of the warm-cool boundary. They can pack quite a punch, but usually are not the main event. The bigger concern on Monday will be from thunderstorms that develop within the warmer and more humid air mass arriving during the afternoon. Storms that form in that environment will not be elevated, but instead will be surface-based, meaning their updrafts will start near the ground and travel right up through the top of the thunderstorm cloud, probably 8 to 10 miles high. Given the wind shear available, though, some of these surface-based storms would be able to tilt over, rotate, become very intense, and potentially produce tornadoes, in addition to hail, strong winds, and heavy rains. So, the northward extent of the warm, humid air will also determine the northward extent of the tornado potential. As of Thursday night, that potential looked like it would reach into central Minnesota and Wisconsin, putting St. Cloud, the Twin Cities, Rochester, Eau Claire, and the entire Driftless region in play. The track of the low pressure and the associated northern extent of the warm air will become clearer over the weekend. That dud option is still on the table too, so unless almost nothing changes, I'll plan on some sort of update for Monday morning. In the meantime, enjoy the improving weather and what looks to be a gorgeous day on Saturday. Indeed. So that was Kenny Blumenfeld talking about the prognosis for the entire state and region, really. And it looks like we will not get the worst of it up here.